You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Here ends today's scripture.
Well, today you're going to get probably the shortest sermon you've ever heard. It's about 3.5 minutes long. I heard somebody cheer, woohoo! But at the end of the sermon, there's an assignment. So you're not totally getting off. But what started this idea was that our conference minister, Campbell Lovett, posted a video on YouTube about elevator speeches. And I don't know how many of you are familiar with the concept of elevator speeches. How many of you know what an elevator speech is?
Is it like elevator music?
No. No, it's not boring like elevator music where you're going, oh, please, will this end? Well, an elevator speech, the concept is that you've got a product, an organization, yourself, that you want to sell. And you want to be able to tell somebody in between 30 seconds and 2 minutes, the length of an elevator ride, enough about whatever it is that they want to ask more questions. They're interested. And what made me think about this after I watched Campbell's video was when I started over 4 years ago, I bumped into a friend at a party I hadn't seen in quite a while. And I said to him, I'm studying for ministry. And he looked at me and he said, why in the world would you want to do that? I didn't have a quick answer. I didn't have an elevator speech. So it made me think I needed to come up with an elevator speech. So here's my elevator speech for why I want to be a minister and why the United Church of Christ. I feel called to ministry because I believe there is a divine spark in each and every person, and that as a minister, it's my job to help you recognize it in yourself and in others, and then not only recognize it, but fan that spark into something God breathed that can change the world. And why the United Church of Christ? Because we are a denomination that has a motto that says, God is still speaking. And I want to serve in a church that thinks God still has something important to say today. So there's my elevator speech. So what I'd like to have happen here today is I'd like all of you to work on an elevator speech about this church. There's a reason you keep coming back week after week. There's a reason that you feel at home here. There's stuff that you're excited about. Like I said to the girls, when good things happen to you, you want to tell people. But how often do we tell people about our church? Probably not very often. Now, the town that David and I grew up in, Grand Rapids, Michigan, when you move into a neighborhood, one of the first things people say to you is, so where do you go to church? Good Christian Reformed folks aren't afraid to say, come to my church. Those of you who grew up near or were CRC are laughing. But this is true. I found that that's odd in Grand Rapids. That doesn't happen other places. People don't say to you when you move in, oh, where do you go to church? Come with me. Down south they do, Robin said. So what I would like you to do is take, there's paper, there's pencil, kibitz with one another, put your brains to this, come up with two or three sentences, because that's all my elevator speeches were, about what you might say about Cadillac First Congregational United Church of Christ. What is it that draws you here, keeps you here? And I know for some of you that may be a little newer, what was it that made you come back? I'll come around and we'll talk, and then when we're done, we'll kind of maybe share some of these and hear what other people have to say. So ready, set, go. And let's have a little fun. Told you it was a short sermon. Okay. All right, let me see if I can. All right, who's going to be brave enough to stand up and share their elevator speech? All right, the new guy is going to be a smarty pants. All right, hold on. Ready? Go.
Cadillac UCC is a bold, progressive church that welcomes all with no exceptions. The people are caring, thoughtful, accepting, and encouraging.
No, that was 13 seconds, but still, it would make me think about it.
It's between fours.
There you go. There you go, Tom. That's right. That's right.
Who's next?
It's a fast.
When we first came to First Congregational Church in Cadillac, we were very warmly greeted at the front door. And that has continued throughout our stay here, which has been almost 15 years. I feel that this is our home. We've been made to feel that way. And it was this is very faint.
Can't read your own writing, huh?
Well, it's not that. I can't see it all that well.
And then yada yada, he's got all the
end. Yada yada. But that was about a minute.
How long are we allowed? I have a reputation.
Oh boy, wait a minute. Somebody else?
I'll be good if I can read it. You have to experience our church to understand. If you give us a try, you will find we are an odd assortment of special people. Special because our church nurtures the special in each of us and helps us to recognize the special in others. If you attend our church for a while, you will understand what Peter meant. When some followers of Jesus left him, Jesus said, "Will you leave me too?" And Peter said, "And I say, where would I go?"
Robin, that was, Robin, 30 seconds. See, so you think, and while he's going that way, I'm going to read Kevin's. Kevin said, "I sing in the choir, and you could sing in the choir too."
All God's
good have a place in the choir. That's right.
Well, I am a newcomer in Cadillac. I actually like this round table setting.
Oh, I do too.
But it will be special to see the sanctuary. UCC has been my foundation for worship since 1972. I've been a member of small churches and large churches, but I always get the same feeling of family and acceptance, no matter which church or what size it is.
Beautiful. And that was about 15 seconds. You know, so you think, okay, how can I say something? But that was significant, and that would make me go, wow, that sounds like a place I'd like to be. And that's the concept behind this elevator speech, is you want to give people enough of a glimpse into who we are here. And every one of you has a different viewpoint that is valid and important and special that can draw other people. So the rest of my sermon is I'm going to challenge you to use your elevator speech with someone once this week. It might be somebody you've never met, might be somebody you've known for 20 years, might be your neighbor that you've never once said, you know, I go to the greatest church. Can I tell you? Or even, say to them, okay, now my pastor gave us an assignment this week and I got to do it because I know she's going to ask next week, have you got 30 seconds? Nobody's going to turn you down if you say 30 seconds. They're going to go, all right, yeah, I got 30 seconds. They may not really listen, but it'll give you the opportunity to practice. So I'm going to encourage you to do that this week.